Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Oh, you mean like you fart uncontrollably?
No, not uncontrollably. It's just you can't stop it. Like, oh, this is happening.
It's kind of like your masturbation habits. You know what I'm saying?
It's
no,
not uncontrollable,
I don't,
but you can't stop it.
I don't understand. I don't. You can't control. You just, like...
I have to jack off right now!
Everybody out of the car unless you want me to play with my dick right in front of you.
Yes, it was called Way of the Master. It opened up my eyes.
Did you turn your microphone on?
Yeah, it's it. Okay.
Way of the Master?
Yeah. Way of the Master teaches us that we're all sinners in the eyes of God, and we're all going to die and burn in hell. Also, bananas are perfectly made God fruit.
Bananas are?
Bananas.
Why are they perfectly made? I guess
because
they fit well?
They fit in your hand.
As
and they come with a pop top.
They resemble a dick.
Yeah. They vastly resemble dicks. Obviously, these are perfect fruit.
While we were eating, Chris was talking something about that. Oh, by the way, welcome, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Paul Napier, Drunkard STL. Great. Something about how it wasn't this cold when the dinosaurs were around. And I said, yeah, that's true. Or else they would have been wearing coats.
Didn't see that on Jurassic Park.
Didn't see him wearing no damn coats, did you?
So obviously we're right.
It's not like they got fur or something. Wouldn't they adapted?
I think they had, like, apparently a bunch of them had feathers.
Like a bunch of goddamn weirdo birds?
Yeah.
You're talking like crazy birds. Talking crazy talk. Paul returns to us this week, and when he got here, you look as high as I've ever seen you.
I think that's a good thing.
Is it? Then you were telling me about pogrom. Apparently, that was not a typo.
No, I wrote pogrom,
and then deleted it so that you could change it to,
because I thought pogrom was
the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio pogrom.
Right.
And then you were explaining it to me.
It's pretty much like a Nazi death.
I mean, you really kind of get like a. You need a thesaurus to talk to Paul. You know.
Let's look it up to get the...
Or at least a pot to English dictionary.
Let's get the official dictionary.
He's one of them free thinkers that Paul...
A pogrom is a violent mob attack generally against Jews and often condoned by the forces of law.
That's P-O-G-R-O-M.
Oh, so you spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I still spelled it wrong.
So you fucked up your own joke. God damn it.
See, these people all probably knew that, but they didn't know...
what the fuck I was talking about.
What you were talking about.
Good job.
You know, have you ever tried to compare the religions based upon what you get?
What you get?
Yeah, like, you know, like if you're an Arab, when you die, you know, like, you get a bunch of virgins.
So, you mean that is in their favor?
Right, like as an adult, to me, the only rational way to choose a religion would be like...
Is what the perks are.
The pros and cons,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
So I was thinking, like, you know, the Arabs, you know, you get the virgins and...
But you don't get shit, like, while you're alive. And, I mean, you know, the afterlife, that's really a crapshoot.
Well, right, that's the whole deal. But it's kind of like you got to hedge your bets,
I mean,
right?
It's like that lottery thing when when you can either take the bulk sum or you can get paid out over time. I'd take the bulk sum, man, because I could be dead before I start actually seeing some serious money.
You could be. I would take the payout because you lose so much money just right off the top getting the bulk payout.
So yep. You would take it over time?
Yeah, it ends up, like especially if it's a big lotto, you're getting like 500 grand a month. It's not like I'm going to run out of money anytime soon if I'm getting 500 grand a month every month until I die.
See, and if the Republicans are in office for longer, you can get bigger tax breaks.
I'm just...
Right. The more money I get, the less taxes I'll end up paying.
I mean, call me a skeptic, but I mean, it just seems like, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, they'll just say, yeah, we're not going to pay you anymore. Like the lottery might close down.
3 or 4 years, I'll have plenty of money anymore. To sue the shit out of them. 500 grand a month.
I'd go through it, probably. I'm not very good with money. I'm actually quite bad with money.
But that changes when they get 500 grand a month. Because, like, how bad are you going to buy extra houses?
I'm going to buy all kinds of shit.
Yeah, but...
I get that $500,000 check, and I know another $500,000 check is coming in, what, a week?
30 days.
In 30 days? That $500,000 is as good as gone. If I know there's $500,000 more dollars coming...
What on earth?
And I have an endless supply of $500,000 checks...
You don't do drugs... You don't do hookers.
Well, he doesn't have $500,000.
What are you possibly going to spend $500,000 on?
I will find a way.
Probably like DVDs.
All my ways involve cocaine and prostitutes.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
You could get golden-crusted filet mignon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And snort it off a hooker's ass mixed with cocaine.
Yeah, or, you know, off of one of those Japanese lady... serving things.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think that, like, I would collect a couple $500,000 checks and, like, reunite the original lineup of Journey to play my birthday party or something. I mean, I would do stupid shit like that. I'd be like, fuck you. What's the price, Steve Perry? What's the price? I saw you singing at that Giants game. I know you still got it, buddy.
Yeah, but he's old. He can't do the moves.
I would find creative ways to be a prick about having money.
Yeah, your show, your podcast would be a lot bigger.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Think? Yeah, I mean, if you had that much money.
I'd click on that that thing on the Facebook where you promote it, and they're like, you want $5 to reach 2,000 people? I'd be like, how about $500,000 Facebook? How many people will that reach?
Yeah, I'd rather spend it on cocaine and prostitutes.
It sounds more fun, doesn't it?
I mean, you'd go through it.
Maybe I'd get more adventurous. You know, I'm not a very adventurous guy. I go to a restaurant, and I find something I like at that restaurant, and that's what I get there forever. I find out that I like... We go and we drink, and for the longest time, I wasn't really a drink beer guy. Now I drink two beers. When I go somewhere, I drink two beers, and I like Blue Moon. So when we go somewhere, I order a Blue Moon. That's just what I do. I'm not adventurous. I don't. I mean, like, my buddies are all beer snobs. They all order like 10 different kinds of beers. I order the same thing because I know I like that. I'm not going to be disappointed with it. But I guess maybe if I had $500,000 and I could, you know, afford to pick up checks every now and then and, you know, be a big shot, I might get called a little bit more often.
Or you might just
go and
buy Blue Moon at nicer restaurants. You know,
yeah, like. But you know, maybe I'll buy different beers and try them. And then if I don't like them, I'll send it back. Say, look, I'll pay for this. I'm not going to be a dick, but I don't like it, so I want a different beer. And look, man, I got $500,000. So you just bring me one of everything.
We're getting sidetracked here.
I'm sorry.
I want to know, Drunk, you're a Catholic, right?
Yes, sir.
What do I get when I become a Catholic? Like, what's in store for me?
Because
don't give me this eternal salvation. They all give you that.
Sell it.
Yeah, what extra? I mean, you can drink liquor. That's cool. You can be a drunk alcoholic and touch young men. You can be a pedophile and a Catholic.
Drunk. Paul's looking to be converted here. You sell him on Catholicism, then Napier, you sell him on atheism.
I don't think there's too many selling points.
No, you can do it.
What you're looking for is extras.
I want perks.
Judge Paul. This is the bit that we've been going for all this year.
I got nothing. I'm a no.
Now, see, because, like, you know, I met the Mormon missionary guys.
You invited them in?
Yeah, and I met with them a bunch of times, and they explained, and like, it seemed like a good deal. Like,
yeah, but you can't drink caffeine.
Right. See, there's the cons are, you know, you can't get drunk.
Do they do they forgive like what you've already done?
Oh yeah, for sure. They for sure forgive you for all you did. But I think they all do that. That's not
okay.
Except for the Jews. Jews, I think, live with eternal guilt.
Do you have to tell them your secrets?
No.
No, you don't ever have to confess. See, that seems a downside of the Catholicism as well.
Yeah.
You got to tell somebody the shit you did bad.
But you know, and you can't see them because they're behind that screen, but you know they got that judgy face.
Oh, for
you,
sure.
You can do it face to face.
Oh, I would never do that. Just see the shame in their eyes as I told them my deepest secrets.
Well, I'm sure they hear that every damn day. You're not really going to shock them.
I think I could shock them. You know, I'd like to think, you know, have you heard of original sin? I like to think I've done something, you know, I've got to have something that no one else has ever done. I think it's, you know.
You'll feel
I think you would do it just for shock value.
Maybe just go in there, and that could be fun, actually. Go in there and be like, yeah, you know, I can't even think of it.
You know, there's probably, you know, some religious people that are listening now, if you have anything that you want to confess.
Do you think that would make a good bit? I'll bring in, like, a voice mic into the confessional and confess some just insane shit and see what the priest says. Is that against the law?
I don't
Does that
know.
Violate something?
Probably.
But it's my privacy, you know, so like...
Well, in some states you need two-party verification for recording anything.
Well, I'll say, hey, look, priest, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes.
I think Missouri...
God has a quality analyst.
Look, I'm recording this just so that I remember everything that I said, because obviously I don't have enough time for all of it, and I'll have to come back. So I just want to cross some things off my list and come back later.
I don't know if you're ready for this one today. I'll save that one for next week. Once we get to know each other a little better here.
Look, we're building a relationship.
Right, start small. I stole candy from a store when I was little, you know.
But don't they give you commands that you have to do? Don't they say, like, you have to do certain prayers?
Yeah, it's
a certain
like 30 push-ups and 50 sit-ups, that kind of deal. Right.
Actually, it's more like 10 Hail Marys and 10 Our
Do you
Fathers.
Just say Hail Mary? That's it? Hail Mary, Hail Mary?
No, it's a prayer.
Is it like a whole thing?
How long?
Do you know
is
it? Let's hear it.
Take a long time?
It's probably about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Jesus Christ.
So 10 Hail Marys, they're like fucking condemning you to... Right. That's a whole like TV show on Netflix. Man, that is punishment. See, you're not doing a good job of selling me on this.
I'm not trying to.
All right, Napier.
To.
Now sell them on atheism.
Do you like free weekends?
I do enjoy my free weekends. Yes.
Do you like
a good
not
starter? I like.
Do
how
you like being
bang.
Able to do stuff and not necessarily feeling like bad about it that you've done something
no
wrong?
Remorse.
Because you're really your own person, and you make your own bed, and then you become dust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see. To So
you,
you don't,
but your,
so
but
you
your
don't have
legacy
a,
lives
do you
on.
You have a live forever option. Because see, they all, every anybody
you
who's anybody
forever,
has a live forever option.
Okay,
in
okay, let me.
Spirit.
Okay,
your here. Spirit lives on.
Okay, let me break this down for you. You were born around the early 80s, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about your life before that.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, you don't remember. Okay. You are still around. The stuff that makes up you is still around.
Oh, the atoms and whatnot.
The atoms and everything. And when you die, it'll be just like that before, you know, it'll be 1979 forever. And you will go on as little bitty atoms.
That seems pretty good. But I don't get to, like, I don't get virgins.
You don't get virgins, but here's another thing you get.
You can get virgins.
Yeah, you can get virgins now.
You can
right
get virgins now.
Nobody's going to say anything. They're going to high-five you.
You go,
a good fucking job, Paul.
You go find you a chat room, and you say, hey, I have my own car.
That is pretty good. You did a good job there.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you would deal with the eternal life thing.
Hold on. Do you like money?
I do.
How would you like to keep your money?
That sounds good, but I'd rather get money.
Well,
can you promise me that some being in the sky will bless me with wealth?
No, but I will do this. I'll one-up you. I won't make any bullshit promises that are never going to happen and promise you shit that you're never going to see. And you get to keep all of your money.
Keeping all your money is a good thing. The Mormons say they give you, like, underwear that shields you and protects you. That's during this life.
Yeah, but how many people have you seen ever walk through a fire in their magic underwear?
You know, I've never seen that.
Probably because it's not going to work. And here,
they also give you a planet. You get to become your own god of your own little planet.
But then you're the only one there. Because no, everybody
you put people on it.
No, everybody who dies gets their own planet.
Well, yeah, but you make your own people. You're the god.
What do you mean you make your own people?
God made people, and you're the god, so you make people.
Do they show you your planet?
There's a big pictures with a bunches of planets, and we all get one.
See, look, okay.
Just saying, if you're picking one, I want my own planet.
Keep this in mind. Venus is a planet, and it's full of shit.
You could be getting that planet to run around and do things.
But what are you going to do with that? You'll get. I mean, I bought that SimCity 3, and I played it for like 3 days. And once I made him fight a couple of times and fuck a couple of times, I was bored with it. What are you going to do with that forever? You make people? Who gives a shit?
And keep in mind, most of the things you're going to be in charge of, lizards, birds.
See, but I mean, I spent a year, I lived in a townhouse with three other dudes, and it was barbaric. I mean, we never slept. We drank full 2 liters, and then we threw our shit all over everywhere. And
don't forget Halo.
We didn't clean up our trash. We just played Halo, and all our neighbors hated us. But on New Year's, they had a big party, and like I wanted to go over to my girlfriend's house and like hang out with her, and you know,
nothing wrong with that.
I didn't want to be in a big party situation, so I fucking left. But you know, then I was like, this party is getting kind of wild. You know, I don't want people to be like on my bed. I want people to stay away from my bed.
Oh, you thought they were gonna fuck on it?
I thought they might fuck on my bed, and that's gross. So I set up this elaborate thing to where I had cardboard boxes hoisting up a large butcher knife, or not a butcher knife, a butcher knife. That's the chopping
cleaver.
Knife. No, not a cleaver. Like a really big knife.
Yeah.
So that like if someone were to lay on my bed, they would be stabbed with the knife. And so this was my elaborate setup, and I covered it with a sheet. I was like, well, fuck them. That'll teach them to be on my bed. And so I got halfway up the steps.
That sounds psychotic.
Yeah,
that,
it does. It does.
That sounds really halfway up fucking the stairs, crazy.
I realized what I'm doing is psychotic.
Okay.
and what if someone actually does lay on this knife? That's bad. And so I went down and I put the knife away.
good job.
And I went to my girlfriend's house and I just said, you know, I'll just wash my sheets tomorrow. But like, no one would have ever known that I did that.
Well, we do not.
Unless they stabbed themselves.
Unless, you know, there's a god looking down on me that knows that I could have potentially murdered someone, but then decided it was a bad idea. So, I mean, God would see that. And so
he would see you did a good deed by not almost murdering. So
you think that I'd be square on that because I...
Right, because you didn't do it. God's not the thought police. You can be gay as long as you don't do gay things, you know? just be homo in your mind all you want.
But it's a difference between thought and actual doing. Because, I mean, if he's got a play-by-play, if he's got the Truman Show going on me, he saw the care that I put into arranging this elaborate knife setup.
Death machine.
And the angle that I put it that would have certainly hurt someone a lot. He knows that I'm sick.
And it's funny because I've definitely like thrown a chick onto a bed.
She'd be dead
without, you know, any regard for. Oh, there may be some.
I mean, like I took careful planning into being like, oh well, you know, if they lay on it like this, then the knife will just go flat and it
won't
hurt anyone.
So I'll make sure to wedge it in really good.
Yeah, I need to get it so that it's angled so that, you know, if they lay on it, it goes into them.
The penetrating power of Mike Moore's knife.
I'm gonna cut all that out. I sound like a nutcase.
Yeah.
I sound,
can't cut it out.
I sound like
great.
A crazy person.
No, but you didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
But I decided not to. I got halfway up the steps and decided not to.
Well, good.
I'm very proud of you.
Good for the person you didn't cripple for life by severing their spine.
So last week, and I mean, I'm not putting that story out there just so that you guys agree with me.
Don't worry, we won't.
But look, I'm hoping that you agree with me here. Last week, I brought up Mike's Bath Buddy. Did you listen to the show last week?
I heard the Mike's
Bath Mike's Buddy. Bath Buddy is a great idea. Okay.
How big are you and how big is the friend? Because my tub...
Listen to me.
If you add an extra cushion, there is no fucking way.
Drunken Napier...
Two people in it.
Shit
and my
Mike's
wife
bath
is
buddy.
Quite small.
Throughout the week, I've been getting people coming up with different ideas on Twitter on... Mr. Producer fucking tweets me on like Wednesday or Thursday and he goes, why don't you just get him to put the faucet thing in the middle of the long side so that, you know, you can lay comfortably on the... And it's like, now you're talking about paying a... How much do you think it would cost to pay a plumber to do that? I'm talking about a $20 piece of foam. And
that
so
makes
fuck,
it completely
I just want
impossible.
You guys, I just want you guys to tell me it's a good idea. That's all I want you to do. I don't want you to argue with me. Somebody just say...
What was the idea you had before this idea? That we all stole the name of?
The bacon.
The bacon.
That was a good idea.
This is not a good idea? Okay, well, check it out. I had another idea. Do you think... I went to the grocery store today, and I'm checking out, and I see that they're selling like those plastic $10 sleds. You know what I'm talking about? Do you think that you could just use a plastic $10 sled and like press it up against the wall so that you have a comfortable back with a little bit of give?
No, that would be... It would be sliding all around. I mean, there's no way to wedge it up there.
Yeah, I guess the water wouldn't cooperate with it, would it?
No.
So we need to come up... But you don't think that's a good idea?
Why don't you just come up with
it, Paul?
I think it's like a bath pillow. And they already have those.
A bath pillow?
Yeah, bath pillows.
Yeah, you put it on the end opposite of the faucet, and you lay on it.
But I need something to block the faucet.
The faucet is like a good 8 inches out of the wall, man. You're not like...
That's why you need like a cushion that has a hole in the back that you can comfortably put it on there.
No, unless you buy a big bathtub, you and your lady friend are not in the tub at the same time, man.
Unless you're on top of one another.
Which is fine.
No, yeah. I mean, it would work if I just had something there.
No.
Well, I want you to do this. I want you to get into the bathtub with your lady friend, just fully clothed.
Get in there now.
Let me know how that goes.
Right, just get in there now. And then imagine anything that takes up more room and see how comfortable it's going to be.
You could just invent a bigger bathtub.
I think that's been invented.
I'm trying to give someone an alternative on a budget. I'm not talking about expensive plumbing work. I'm just talking about a little foam thing that you can put on the top of your bathtub.
But I don't know how two people would fit in the bathtub.
That's not the issue.
Here's what you do. You buy one of those aluminum yard pools. You fill up the pool with water, and then you make a big, big fire. And in the fire, you throw a bunch of bricks. And then you get the bricks out, and you throw them in this pool. And then you and your lady friend have a nice warm pool. And that's your bath.
We're going to take a break. We will come back to you in some minutes.
Seven.
We got to get our act together.
Fuck you guys.
There are shirts. And then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Key of F. Anybody got a goddamn tuner? Cocksuckers. I'm
must have been your skin. I'm sinking in. Must be for real, cause now I can feel. I didn't mind. It's not my kind. It's not my time to wonder why. Everything all white. Everything's gray. Now you're here. Now you're away. I don't want this. Remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by. Glycerine. Glycerine. I'm never alone. I'm alone all the time. You are at one, or do you die? We live in a wheel where everyone steals. But when we rise, it's like strawberry fields. If I treated you bad, you bruised my face. I couldn't love you more. You got a beautiful taste. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you. I couldn't change, though I wanted to. Should have been easier by three. Our old friend Fear and you and me. Glycerine! Glycerine! Don't let the days go by. Glycerine! Don't let the days go by! Bye! Glycerine! 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 Bad moon white again! Bad moon white again! As she flies around me! I needed you more when you wanted us less. I could not kiss, just regress. It might just be clear and simple and plain. That's just fine. That's just one of my names. Don't let the days go by. Could have been easier on you. You.
Glycerine. Glycerine.
Glycerine.
Glycerine.
Glycerine! Glycerine!
Thank you for listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Pogrom. To contact the show, you can dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
So a great friend of the show, Mark Lang, had his child the other day.
Today.
Today.
Baby Chang. This morning.
I saw the Facebook thing like 2 days ago. You've been pushing for 2 days?
Yeah.
Is that a big one coming out or what?
I guess so.
Either something big's coming out of something little, or something little's coming out, it's coming out of something really little.
Well, let's hope it's the latter. You guys were talking about the daddy stitch. Is that a...
Yeah, everybody likes the daddy stitch.
Do you think he could slip her like an extra $5 and get 2 stitches?
I would hope so.
Be like, hey, you know, let's hook it up here.
I want it tight like a tiger.
Did you see... Did you... I had it on the list last week to talk about, but I didn't. The nurse at the nursing home that... called 911 but refused to do CPR. Did you see that story or did you not?
I did
see
the story, yes.
And I don't know why everybody's so upset when the people who were this person's direct family members are not in any way upset. I don't get it.
I don't know how you couldn't be. I mean, if they're saying, hey, we need to do CPR, or this person's going to die.
If they have a do not resuscitate, I can.
No, it's not a do not resuscitate. It was the company's policy not to do anything that might hold them liable if there was a mistake.
But every member of this nursing home or whatever knows this going in.
But what's the point of having a nursing home if the nurses aren't able to provide
it's
any
more
sort
like
of
a hotel?
We can get sued, bro.
They can give you, they change your sheets, they feed you.
Old people's bones are brittle, like fucking peanut brittle.
Yeah, they will crack and snap.
You're trying to pump their chest and you puncture their lungs with like break five ribs, you know, and they die anyway, then you're held accountable.
I don't know, that bitch on the phone, I was so frustrated with her. I was like, bitch, help somebody out here. Jesus.
Yeah, but
what are you, some kind of cold-blooded alligator woman?
It's easy to say that when you have nothing at stake, but when it could be either your job or your
cold-blooded
potential
alligator woman.
Yeah, but it could
be that
person's
about a
house.
Human being.
Yeah.
A human, flesh and blood.
Yeah, a human being that could potentially take everything that she owns.
Yeah.
So if they don't approve of that, they shouldn't have put their family members in the place.
We're not connected as a people anymore. It's not about the good of the group. It's about us as individuals. It's every man for himself, man. It's a jungle.
See, I think it's always been like that.
Yeah, it's always been.
And
like
the people
that
who are out for themselves try to convince everyone else that, hey, no. Don't be out for yourselves, and that just lets them get ahead even further.
So it's tricking?
Right, like if all three of you guys, like let's hear, you know, theoretical situation. The podcast gets offered some sum of money to continue doing what we're doing.
Okay.
And then like they say, hey, we've got $1 million to split amongst the four of you. And like we all get together. And like I'm like, hey guys, we need to do what's good for the podcast. We need to do what's good for the group.
That would be your okay.
And then
this is already funny,
right?
I
so,
like where this.
So
is
going. I'm like, yeah, no, good for this is the group. It's empty. Oh,
okay.
This is the group. You know, we got to be the good of the group. You know. And then I meet with the company and I say, hey, look, fuck all those guys. You need to pay me. And so I convince all you that we just do this whole good of the group thing, and that just lets me get a bigger portion of the pie. That's what people have been doing, you know, forever. The king, you know, oh no, I'm going to protect all the peasants. No, fuck that. The king was the king, and he got everything he wanted.
So in this scenario, do we continue to do it for free while you're collecting a paycheck and, like, we don't know about it?
No, just like you guys take, you know,
Or you're gonna leave the show and do the Paul full of dicks.
No, I'll just, like, get a bigger cut or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I went and negotiated for myself. I said, fuck it. I'll be out, and then the magic won't be there.
You know, we need Obama is what we need, and Obama needs to unite us as a group. I think that we need to release dangerous things into the world.
I'm pretty sure the world's pretty dangerous as it
no,
is.
But we if you watch this goddamn Walking Dead. I've gotten back into the Walking Dead, right? And that's the biggest ragtag group of weirdos. I mean,
you're
like,
not talking about the newest ones, are you? I don't want to hear about
I'm not going to say anything about anything. Okay. I'm talking very general here. But I haven't talked to a single... I live in a neighborhood. I've never talked to any of these fucking people. But if there was a zombie apocalypse, we would have to unite and fight off the zombies for the good of the neighborhood, right?
No, you would ransack their homes.
After they're dead.
But you look at this group on The Walking Dead, and they stick together for the good of the group because they're better as a group than they are. So I'm saying that we need to unleash terror on the world. We need, like...
I'm with you, 100%.
No, this already is how we're going to become a more peaceful world, is a very scary plague or zombies or like a pterodactyl outbreak. We need something horrifying to unite us. Because that's the only way that we're ever going to start making friends.
Like robot Santa Claus in Futurama?
Or like AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, I think AIDS does more to like
AIDS
tear
brought
us apart.
Everyone together like in the 80s.
Because now we're all afraid to have sex with each other without a thin sheet of plastic between us.
Yeah, but like in the 80s, everyone wanted to get together and like hold hands and sing about AIDS.
Yeah, remember World AIDS Day?
But we need something terrible to happen. Worse than AIDS. Way worse than AIDS. I mean, well, think about 9/11. Think about how we united as a... I mean, like everybody was doing the yellow ribbon thing.
Yeah, but that was only for like a week.
Yeah, that was like a month
at most. Yeah, but that's because it was only one isolated thing. We need like terrible things to happen all the time for peace.
Like drone strikes on American citizens on American soil.
That's great. Let's get lots of drones. Let's get tons of them. It'll be like Terminator 2 with all the crazy robots coming to kill people. Because then we'll unite to fight the robots. We need a reason to talk to our neighbors. Because, I mean, we're not just going to do it by ourselves.
Like, I think the Russians need to come back into the picture.
Like, do like a Red Dawn type deal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
Well, there's always China.
The block would be occupied and whatnot.
I mean, like, I have a pretty tight-knit group of friends, but, like, I don't really ever hang out, ever. Like, I wish that I hung out with my friends more.
Do you trust them in an apocalypse situation?
I'm never motivated to do anything that, like, you know, I don't want to, like, drive downtown and go drink downtown. That's too far to drive. And, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, like, if there was a strong likelihood that a robot was going to come kill all my friends tomorrow, then I'd probably want to, you know, hang out with them today, right?
Yeah, but how long is that going to last? A month?
Well, until we're all dead.
I don't see how that's progress.
But, I mean, it'll be like a very, you know, we'll be like a tight-knit family until we're all, you know,
dead,
torn to bits.
I don't see...
pterodactyls.
I don't see that being progress, sir.
Look to the sky, motherfucker. Pterodactyls.
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, Mike, you weren't initially on my list of friends to get in contact with when the apocalypse happens.
Am I now?
I mean,
I would expect if the apocalypse came on a Monday, you would at least let me know if you weren't coming to do the podcast.
Be like, yo, dude, shit's going down. We should do a live broadcast from the back of a car as we exit populated areas.
Well, how would we do that?
I don't know. We could just, you know.
Does your car have Wi-Fi?
I don't know. You got an iPhone and shit, right?
Yeah, we could probably figure it out. We'd have to probably do a podcast. We probably couldn't do it live.
Okay, well, either way. We'll put up our, like, location and have the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks army come together, and we'll make, like, a commune, and we'll all grow fields and fields of dildos.
All 15 of us.
It'll be me, you, Napier Drunk, our lady friends, our number one fan, and Indio Techno.
Yeah.
That's about it. Maybe we could invite Mark Bland. Do you think he'd come?
Yeah, we can try to pick up the Mark Bland. He's close.
Yeah.
And we need muscle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm real close. I'll get the Fishers. They got to come.
Okay.
They're right there on the block with me, you know, so we'll just bring it.
Napier, you bringing your guns?
Yeah.
Do you have enough for all of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then some. Somebody's going to have two.
I can set up some elaborate
But remember, if you break the rules, we're cutting your dick off.
Yeah. You can stay.
That's a callback.
You can stay.
That's still in effect. Don't forget this.
Yeah. That never went away. We never absolved the dick-cutting rule.
You got to run a tight ship in the apocalypse.
I figured out what I can do. I can make elaborate booby traps for the zombies that involve knives and cardboard boxes.
You know what I think you could be, Mike? You could be like the SS of our zombie apocalypse group. You're like the secret police, the Gestapo of our...
But I don't want to do any kind of, like, you know, grabbing people and handcuffing them and stuff. I'll just tell you when something's going bad.
I'll be
a snitch.
Right, you'll be the snitch.
I'll be, yeah secret. Yeah, I could do that.
You'll be like that old dude in Longest Yard.
You'll be the spider from Game of Thrones.
I watched like two episodes of Game of Thrones and kind of gave up on it.
Really, there's titties. The titties kept bringing
there back. Is constant breasts on that show.
I mean, so
and they're nice.
You know who has a lot of breasts? Beej.com. And it doesn't have all that wizards and sword fighting shit.
I like just, wizards and sword fighting. I mean, like, fighting and
you can watch an hour-long episode of something on HBO that
that's
has like a
Beej
plot.
Is missing is the sword fighting
and
the
sword
wizards.
Fights and people getting their heads cut off. Or you could just go to Beej.com and watch a nice 8-minute like anal scene.
Or I could watch this tiny blonde broad with her dragons and bush start taking out dudes with dragons while she
and your lady friend will watch with you.
Yeah. Because there's like there's occasional dick on there too. It's something for everybody.
Just hanging dong.
Yeah, just swinging dick. Like Thor's hammer hanging off a 10-foot long rope.
Speaking of our number one fan, she did have some questions for Ask Dr. Napier.
Excellent.
Do you want to get into that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Drunk, you're going to do the song.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Napier.
Both questions came from our number one fan, the Starry Spice on the Twitters.
Excellent.
She's become a fan of other podcasts, and I'm totally jealous, by the way.
I tried to look at her little podcast thing, but I think they're all private.
Like, when she tweets to other podcasts, I get really jealous.
Are they better looking than us?
I don't know.
Do they have bigger dongs? Maybe she just needs a little excitement.
She's all like, ooh, Epic PodQuest. I'm like, fuck Epic PodQuest.
Dicks.
So anyway, actually, Epic PodQuest isn't that bad. I like Epic PodQuest.
Okay.
Let's hit question this. One for Dr. Napier. Did we do the song already?
Yeah.
We did. You participated in the song.
We did? I wasn't paying attention.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, I do it again. I got to get in the zone.
It's
for it.
Time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Dear Dr. Napier, how should I leave work my last day?
Well, that really depends on where you work. The best thing to do is to go directly up to your manager, or just one that gives you shit all the time, and just slowly walk up to them and say, hey, I quit, and then have the...
No, I think she already quit.
Oh, well, then she has to have the fuck you moment from...
Half-baked. Fuck you.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool.
You're
fuck
cool.
You. I'm out. And then... That's the best way to quit.
My suggestion would have a qualifying question is if she can walk on her hands for any amount of time, because I would suggest like draw. I saw somebody on the Twitter earlier who had a smiley face drawn on her butt cheeks, and I thought that was really funny. And so maybe she could somehow make a smiley face on her butt cheeks, but upside down, so that she could walk out on her hands, and the face would look like a face.
I knew some dude that dropped a huge deuce.
And actually,
in the
if she has like a big bush, the back of her head would kind of look like, you know, one of those samurai haircuts. You know what I mean?
Oh, the top
just
knots,
like the little back.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking that mine would involve shit.
Yeah, mine.
What you got to do is you find a small corner, a hidden area, you know, an unused file cabinet or something like that, where this shit could go unnoticed for weeks or months.
Don't you deuce on the walls at work?
No.
What if you shit like in the Xerox machine? So then, like in the paper tray. So then, the next time somebody goes to Xerox something, the paper will go all through the poop.
Oh, and the fan starts going in the machine and just blows shit air everywhere.
It would have poop all over it.
They would come in like, oh, what's this stuff? They'd check it like, oh, there's shit on my hands. God, there's corn.
Somehow get up into the ductwork and shit up there, you know? So that just every time the heat kicked on, it would go over the shit and just...
Do you think that you could somehow arrange it to where you saved your shit for the week leading up to your last day?
And were you so that, shit in a Ziploc bag or something?
Or a gallon milk jug?
Just hold it.
No, yeah, no, just start saving it. Put it in an airtight container.
Like an Altoids tin?
You've got 2 miles of intestines, bro.
And Altoids. How do you shit like little pebbles? And Altoids, Tim. I'm talking about a week's worth of shit, brother.
I'm gonna need a We're goddamn talking like paint a, bucket,
like a cooler or something. Napier, how much shit do you make in a week? Coolers. You make a lot, don't you?
Pounds, oh God, yeah. You pounds. Know those like three or no? They're like 5 gallon things, like where they have the water cooler. I would fill one of those things just with shit and piss. Just seal the cap on it real good. Bring it into work, and then just dump it all over an unused corner of the office, and then just toss the damn bucket and, you know, give everybody the finger and like, ah, peace out, fuckers, I'm out, and let them smell my dukes.
But you're right, it should somehow involve poop.
Right, it has to, right?
Right.
Question number 2.
What method should I use to make friends at a new job?
First off, as a lady, she has to be...
Handy J's.
No, not Handy J's. She has to be...
Spread wide open.
Yes.
She has to find out what...
Everybody.
Just to find out what most of the dudes there like, and then just, like, look obsessed with it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's football, hockey, Doctor Who. Doesn't fucking matter. You just...
Because then she's the chick that has the similar interests, right?
And then flirt constantly. And then all of a sudden, one day... Stop. And then everybody already knows who you are. You already have friends.
And they'll want to know why.
Yeah.
And so then they'll be really nice to you.
Exactly.
And they'll probably do your work for you.
At least they'll cover for your ass if you ever screw up. Like, oh, don't worry
because
about
it. Because there's a likelihood that you might fuck that broad.
Exactly. It doesn't matter
how. You guys have so much in common.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's a ring.
She was so flirtatious.
She was. And then just stopped. Is it something you said? Are you mad? Are you mad?
Real What's advice? Wrong? Mark Lang made all his friends with pizza. Just be the guy who always has pizza.
Bring pizza?
Yeah, always. Just, like, hey guys, I brought pizza.
Or give away free
pizza? Hey, I hear there's a party going on. You mind if I stop by? Well, I don't know. You know, I got some pizza.
When I managed the Pizza Hut and like all my friends worked there with me, when their friends came up and got free pizza, I gave them free pizza all the time, and none of them wanted to be my
friend. See, no, yeah, that's you made the mistake of giving them free pizza. No, it's bring Pete's free pizza.
To their house?
To the wherever the party is. Because no one's going to tell the guy with free pizza that they're not welcome.
I don't want to go to their house.
To the workplace. If you want to be friends with them at work, you bring pizza to work. Wherever you want to be friends with people.
If I work at the pizza place...
Well, it doesn't work at a pizza place. I'm presuming she's not going to a pizza place. I've read her tweets. It doesn't seem like she works at a pizza place.
Yeah.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Do, 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 do.
That was good.
Did you like how that went?
Was that all the questions?
Yeah, I just had 2.
I feel like we should do more questions for Dr. Napier.
Do you have any?
Well, I mean, do we have any baby questions? Mark just had a baby.
Well, do you have advice for a new father?
How do you train your child?
I would suggest watching at least 3 seasons of The Dog Whisperer and just imitate that.
Did you know that The Dog Whisperer now has his own branded dog treadmill?
That seems stupid, but whatever.
It's a treadmill for dogs. I was young when my family had a dog, and I've never myself had a dog, but I do kind of want one. But I'm not too familiar with the care of a dog. Do you walk a dog for its exercise? I thought that you walked a dog so that it would go shit in somebody else's yard.
It's both.
I mean, like, you could just let it run around in the backyard for a while, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could also let it shit back there, too, but I mean...
But then you'd have to clean it up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you...
Why don't you just let the dog shit out there? What do you mean clean it up? It's in the fucking yard.
Then you're going to hit it with your mower.
Okay.
Or your yard's going to smell like shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they shit enough to make your whole yard on
a
walk.
I disagree. I had neighbors that had a whole shit ton of dogs. At least it was only like 4 dogs, but they were pretty big dogs, and they shit everywhere. It smelled like a goddamn death factory.
But one dog ain't going to make your whole yard smell like shit.
No, unless it's like a really big, obnoxious dog.
You take a dog for a walk so that it goes and shits somewhere else that you're not involved with.
You're supposed to pick it up and take it with you.
That's like, you know, with gum. I mean, you throw gum somewhere where you're not going to have to deal with the gum anymore.
You're supposed to take the dog's poop, put it in a plastic bag.
You're supposed to, but there's no God looking at you.
There might be a cop
somewhere else.
Right, a cop or a pissed off neighbor.
Jesus doesn't have to look at you not pick up the dog shit. If the guy from county watches you do it, I guarantee you, you'll get tased.
But my question is, why would you need a dog treadmill?
If you're a lazy shit, you don't want to take your dog outside.
But where does it shit?
It shits outside.
Can't it exercise while it's out there?
Presumably, yeah.
I'm tired of this goddamn grumpy cat.
I love grumpy cat. Fuck you.
I'm tired of it. There's like 900 grumpy cat Twitter accounts now. There was the top story on BuzzFeed today was about how PETA's pissed off that grumpy cat is putting in too long of hours meeting people at South by Southwest. Bunch of goddamn hipsters standing in line to meet Grumpy Cat.
I just want to say that most of the people at PETA probably haven't held real jobs, so they have no sense of how long somebody should be working.
And how hard is this cat really working?
It's standing there, and people are walking up and saying, "Oh, good Grumpy Cat, can I get a picture?"
Yeah, that's not.
And then they're going to see fucking She and Him or whatever stupid-ass band is playing at South by Southwest.
Yeah, that cat could not give two fucks less about its quote-unquote work. But then again, PETA's a bunch of fucking morons, so good for them. So speaking of fucking morons, have you heard about the new SimCity release and how they fucked that up?
A little bit, yeah. So, I saw Neon Taster tweeting about it. The guy on Uniformed Opinions was up in arms about it.
Well,
that guy's interesting. I'm a fan of that guy.
Well, he should be upset because that game was really anticipated.
He has informative tweets.
About?
Anything.
Just random?
Tweets? He seems like a really smart, interesting guy. I want him to be my friend.
Can he come
with us, like, during our zombie thing?
I don't think he lives near here. Does he live near here?
I have no idea where he lives.
Well, you go find him.
Okay.
You bring him back to the group. Unless he's got his own group. Because, you know, he's charismatic. And, you know, obviously, if he's on Uniformed Opinions...
I listen to the Uniformed Opinions, and I don't understand most of the stuff they're talking about. But I like to say that I listen to it so that I seem smart-er.
Does it work?
No. But, like, I like to listen to it, and then, you know, like, if any of the topics come up with, you know, like, my dad or something, then I can just repeat something I heard in that and seems like I'm up on current events. But if he asks a follow-up question, I would be lost. I wouldn't know what to say. But if I can just say that one thing, then I'm okay.
Has it ever come up where he's asked you a follow-up question?
No, I don't think he's really interested in talking to me. He just, you know, this is what we're having for dinner. This is what the Cardinals are doing. You're a disappointment.
Well, at least he loves you enough to be disappointed in you.
Right. So you were talking about EA. I'm sorry. I tend to do that.
That's okay. You're a narcissist, and I've grown to accept it.
You know, we can't go a week without you guys saying something like that. I'm a sociopath. I'm a narcissist. We have to bring it up every week. We have to fulfill our quota. I appreciate you guys for at least waiting an hour before you belittle me.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention because it wasn't about me. What did you just say?
So EA fucked up their release. They fucked it up badly. And there's no reason that they should have fucked it up. SimCity is a single-player game. In order to keep people from pirating it, they said, oh, well, we're going to make it an always online game. A single-player game that's always online. For no goddamn reason.
Do new things come?
Oh, yeah, you get to pay for them.
Oh, so you buy the game, and then you have to keep buying things to make your experience better?
That's pretty much what people are thinking, because the way that they showed off this game was how big you could make these cities.
But you can only make them bigger by buying a digital
bridge. DLC thing.
Yeah.
The problem is the size of the maps right now aren't as big as they said they could be. And people are saying, oh, well, this is going to come at a cost to you later. Did you want a bigger city? You want to upgrade your city? That'll be $5. Oh, is your city getting really big? How about a new firehouse? $5.
See, that's what I'm talking about with like having your own planet. There's always a catch. It's not as good as it seems.
I remember when EA wasn't shit. And lately they've been doing nothing but putting out shit. And Blizzard's starting to be the same way. Activision's the same goddamn way. And it's all about a fight for piracy where people are stealing nothing from them.
Well, no, the thing is the money isn't in selling you a $50 game that you can play for years and years and years.
No, of course not.
The money is to get you hooked and then to keep coming back for more. They're not making their money selling you a game that you play for 4 years. They're to maintain a server, to keep all that shit up, just so that you can play this game. That's not profitable.
No, but the point of SimCity
the profit
wasn't...
is to draw a little picture of a goat and saying, "Hey, you want some goats for your farm on Facebook? Well, $1.50." And you're like, "Well, fuck! Everybody else's gay online farm has a goat. My gay online farm needs a goat too."
Exactly.
And it's only $1.50. I mean, it's not like I'm spending $50 on this goat, you know. So you drop your $1.50.
Yeah, it's a nickel. They want to nickel and dime their customers because they honestly think their customers are idiots and they'll buy pictures of fucking goats.
They're right.
Of course they're right, because people keep fucking doing it.
Napier, do you even enjoy video games?
I enjoy video games. I hate video game companies and what they've become.
Every week you go off on a video game. I'm convinced you don't like them.
No, I love video games. I hate what people have done to them. They have completely bastardized them. They've made single-player games like Diablo into multiplayer games when it never needed to be. They've taken shit way
Diablo
too fucking far.
Diablo was a multiplayer game from the get-go. But they ruined the new game by, you know, how long has the game been out at this point?
Oh, it's been about a year now.
And they still don't have PvP?
No, they still don't have PvP.
It's fucking ridiculous. I bought the game so I could blast other people and take their ears just like I did in the first one. And
yeah.
You can't even do that.
No, because they completely fucked it up. EA fucked up SimCity. And now Xbox and PlayStation are going to fuck up the new consoles. And it's all trying to nickel and dime people, and it's all trying to get, oh, well, we're going to get rid of piracy. These motherfuckers don't lose a dime to piracy. They're full of shit. And it pisses me off that I have to put up with it.
So you're not going to buy the new consoles?
I would be fine if we just went back to Contra.
You can.
Let's take next week off and just play Contra.
We can't take next week off.
I
want to
be
play
Red
Contra.
Pants guy.
Well, Red Pants guy's a bitch.
Just like you. Take that back. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Yep.
30 lives, motherfucker.
30 lives ain't gonna make you not a bitch.
Next week, we have a show after us.
Yeah, what? I heard.
But they're not live. That makes me sad. They should be live.
It's a podcast. It's called Yumsky. I don't know what that means.
They sample chocolates and various other
candies.
Like candies.
Oh, did you get the email?
Goods. No, I just looked them up.
Oh, they sample chocolate?
Just like various, I guess, dessert type items.
Yeah.
Mostly chocolate.
So are they pedophiles too?
You know, I would think so. Oh, we're about to lose the podcast.
And it's gone.
Those of you who got to hear this, count yourself amongst the lucky.
Audacity, the free cross-platform sound editor, has stopped working. problem caused the program to stop working correctly. Windows will close the program and notify you if a solution is available. Awesome.
And now we have no recording for today's program. Good job, everybody. Oh, wait. Are we still live?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You won't get to listen to this ever again.
Count yourself lucky.
I hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it, because you're never going to hear it again.
Because it's gone.
Because it's gone.
Are we done?
At least did we save glycerin?
Oh, yeah. I'll just upload that, and I'll tell them it's a full episode.
Just let people think like that their download fucked up. You know, just let it...
Like, I don't know what the problem is. It works fine for me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... hour and 10 minutes, you know, just like usual.
Just put it on a big fucking loop. It's nothing but that glycerin song for over an hour, and then just
see if anyone notices.
Yeah, see if anybody contacts you, or better yet, what if somebody says, "Mike, this was genius, on a level that we've never seen before. 1 hour of me singing glycerin into this damn microphone." Just delicious.
You could just do an hour at Napier Okies. You got that many, don't you?
But does a backup, so it's not gone. It just probably won't sound as good.
What's but?
The streaming software.
The streaming software. But. It's called but. Broadcast using this tool.
Nice.
I think it does a backup. I usually delete them. I guess I shouldn't delete this one, huh?
No.
Probably not.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. We might have a podcast later. We'll see.
We have no idea. Welcome to the jungle, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program.
You know, our information. You want to listen to the show, 7 p.m. Central, sideproject.radiofubar.com. You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or your Roku box. You can listen to us on your TV. Just search for Radio Fubar, and we there are there, and it works. Tune us in every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, or as I like to say, normal standard time. You people in the East Coast and West Coast can go screw yourself. I have more empathy and sympathy for people in the Mountain Time Zone.
First to take some firebrand, cut them up a pussy. Gonna go to the soccer man, blow some pussy up in your face. Pussy explosion. Pussy explosion. Pussy explosion. Pussy explosion. Where's your pussy bomb? Yeah.